Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. This has been part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Quinn Studer's here. Quinn is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Pensacola-based Studer Community Institute, a nonprofit research-based entity. He's been helping companies and communities get their cornflakes together for decades, and he does it awfully well. He's the author of The Busy Leader's Handbook, How to Lead People in Places That Thrive. And I've seen his magic, folks, in Pensacola. What he's done down there is absolutely a clinic on how communities should work together. He's our good friend, Quint Studer. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Quint, as always. You're always welcome here. Quint, one of the saddest things that we have going on right now in America is that we have this disease that's ravaging us, this very brutal and evil and mean and very transmissible. It seems to not only not mind the heat, it seems to like the heat, which is really troubling. I have in my heart, I think this thing may be weaponized. We have that. Then we have the political response to the disease, which has decimated our economy. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small businesses will never come back from this. And that, you know what that does to my heart, breaks my heart. But yet, instead of pulling together and working this out, Quint, we seem to be fighting each other at a time when we ought to be working together. What do you think? What's going on? What's wrong with this picture?
Well, I think, Jim, we have to separate the national and the regional and even the statewide conversation the community conversation. And I think the community conversation has to be different. I was talking yesterday on a TV show, and I said, you know, when we talk about we get people in a room in a community, we can disagree on a whole bunch of stuff, but God, do we agree on a lot of things. You know, we all agree that small businesses have to be successful.
Yep.
We all agree we have to have a safe community. And we all agree that we've got to create jobs for people. And so I think if we focus in on what we can agree on, we do much better. And there are some real bright spots, at least, again, I'm speaking from a lot of little cities I talk to. But The worst thing you can do is stop. And it's very interesting in this process. You know, so many people went on hold. And I get that. I mean, I got small businesses. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about communities got on hold.
Mm-hmm.
They quit planning. They get into a pause. And
they curl up in a fetal position.
Yeah, but you got to be able to come out of it. And I just think it's sort of enlightening. We, my wife and I took $50,000, and we said we are going to donate them particularly to minority-owned businesses in Escambia County. And at the time, most people thought, well, I'm not sure how many there are. We had 126 businesses apply for this, these grants, and it was incredible. And then we ended up, because of the way it went, we were so overwhelmed, giving out 26 grants. But then for the other 100, we made sure they got scholarships to our training program. So I think there's a lot of bright spots. We kept going with a master plan downtown, and didn't stop, kept going, and we ended up with six companies coming in wanting to invest, and the one that we picked was led by Emmett Smith, the football player from Pensacola to Dallas, and all of a sudden, boom. So I think it's like Winston Churchill, and I talk a lot about him in my articles. You know, I had just read Eric Larson's book before this COVID-19 hit, and when World War II came and Great Britain got involved, it was so assumed they were going to lose that Adolf Hitler had already built a celebration. He had already built a stage to celebrate the victory, and they just assumed that after so many bombings, Winston Churchill would give up, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think we get that way in COVID. Keith McFarland wrote a book called Breakthrough Company years ago, and he talks about we get into a valley of despair, and I think that sort of happened with this COVID. We we sort of thought at first, I don't know about you, but when it first hit, you know, the adrenaline comes and
right.
we all do curbside food. We did it, you know, because we thought, we even in baseball thought, well, we might miss maybe April, but we'll be okay in May. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it keeps going. And I think right now, in the last month, we got that second punch to the stomach where when's this thing going to end? But
right.
I think as a community,
well, do you think,
you've
got to
keep people moving forward.
You think we're at a point right now, Quint, where we kind of are starting to know what we need to know about the disease, and now we're
yep.
we need to decide what we know about ourselves? Haven't
yep.
we crossed over from a point where we're no longer fighting the disease? Now we're fighting ourselves. We've come to terms with the disease. How are we going to come to terms with ourselves? Because I think right now the disease is no longer being judged. I think we're at a point now where we're being judged. What do you think?
100%. And my wife was on this from the beginning. Of course, she runs small businesses. But, you know, if you look at the COVID-19, and there's always going to be exceptions. However, when you look at it, certainly it tends to hit elderly, but particularly elderly with obesity. And
yep.
with diabetes and other
mm-hmm.
issues.
Heart issues,
so,
lung.
Bingo. You separate that. And really, once you separate that, and then you can start protecting yourself, you can probably move through this. I mean, I was into baseball. And, you know, even though they get a lot of publicity, the players have it. Very few of them are showing any real symptoms of having it. So I think it's one, a little bit of herd mentality, a little bit
mm-hmm.
of understanding. You're probably going to get it, but if you're not overweight, if you're not, don't have another issue, if you're not elderly, you'll probably be sick, but you'll be okay. But we
mm-hmm.
can't paralyze our whole thought process with that. We just got to realize there's some people that are susceptible, protect them, and then move forward.
Well, exactly. And I've been, one of the things that I've said is for months now, is, folks, we need to be prepared. There's going to be a COVID-21. There's going to be a COVID-25.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be our reality going forward. The question is not whether we're going to have these kinds of things in the future. The question is, are we going to take ourselves down by not being able to work together? The disease is here. It's going to be here. Maybe we can get a cure, but we get a cure for 19, 21 is going to pop up. We have to realize that we're the ones, you and me, Quint, you and I, the two of us, we're being judged right now going forward. History books will not judge the virus. They will judge Jim and Quint. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.